We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys basketball. Audubon came off a 11-12 season a year ago. They're looking to improve on that. They do lose four players from last season. They got significant time, Mason Steckler, Aaron Olson, Colton Hansen, Oliver Dice, but Coach Darren Miller always kept a lot of guys in the rotation, and he's got a lot of guys coming back. He joins us now. And Coach, how are you feeling about your basketball team coming into a new season?
Yeah, we're pretty excited. We've had 5 days under 5 days of practice here. And we had a little jamboree last night to kind of get us a little, we'll see what the bar is set, how we played. And yeah, we got to refill those, some of those senior shoes. But we had a lot coming back that I'm pretty excited about and looking forward to the season.
Well, Brody Schultes, he led you in scoring last year, averaging 11.3 points a game, and he came off the bench. Do you continue to do that with him? Is he more comfortable there, or do you put him into the starting lineup? How do you feel about Brody and what he can bring to you his senior year?
No, he'll start this year, and he did a great job last year coming off the bench. And he's a quick, witty player. He's pretty smart, knows the game of basketball, and he'll be a big part of our team this year on the guard position wise. So yeah, I'm excited for him. He had a good offseason. He does a lot of shooting and in the offseason and on his own. So hopefully that will just, you know, all that good hard work will pay off here in the games.
You know, one thing last year, you didn't have Austin Christensen for a full season, and then he came back from his injury, averaged 9 points a game, and pretty much picked up where he left off. He's such an amazing athlete. He could do a lot of different things in sports, but in basketball, you must be ecstatic to have him there for a full season to see what he can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just him. I mean, he's a great athlete. We have a lot of great athletes, obviously, from the football team that it's going to carry over. But, yeah, having Austin a full season, he's a little still maybe a little banged up from the last football game, but I think he'll be fine. But, yeah, having him on the court, the presence, just rebounding and defensive, just those two things are crucial for what he can do. And hopefully this year maybe he can get a little more offensive-minded. But yeah, especially on the defensive side, he's a huge part for us.
And what role do you see Carson Wessel as? I mean, he can post up inside. It seems to be a strength of his, but I've seen him play away from the basket as well, and maybe you might want him to shoot some more. He's got some versatility in him. Where do you see Wessel and what he can do?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. This summer, I saw quite a bit of that versatility as we played in some summer leagues and some different shootouts. He was able to score inside and on the outside. And I just feel like his mentality last summer was much more aggressive, taking the ball to the hole, and much more stronger. I feel like in the past he's been maybe not quite as physical, but I feel like he, this summer, something kind of clicked. And I thought last night I saw some of that too. But yeah, he's very versatile. He can shoot on the outside. He can post up. And I think we're going to need that from him.
Yeah. And what about guys like Sullivan McLean, Aiden Kiergaard, Jorgen Nowatzki? I mean, they kind of supplemented for you in spots last year because you had so many numbers. How does some of these guys, they've shown flashes of ability. What do you think about them and maybe increase roles this year?
Oh yeah. Yep. For sure. I think, between Brody Weber and Sully, those two are going to be kind of our main post and rotating in. They both bring a different quality to each other and what they can bring to the team. I think B-Dubs does a really good job of rebounding. He's physical, big, strong kid, and Asili has a little bit more offensive moves, but I think they both complement each other coming off the bench and helping each other out. So I'm excited to see what those two can do. And then for sure, Aiden Kiergaard will have a really important role this year, either being our point guard or our shooting guard. He's had a good, a good football season. He's gotten stronger. He's gotten bigger, and that's only going to help him. And same with Jorgen too. Jorgen, also kid's gotten bigger, gotten stronger, and he's definitely going to help us too. And then, Ryan Hermanson, who, it was hurt. Actually, his sophomore season was back last year, and he'll be an important role too. He's a kid that's has one gear that's it's a full speed, and he's pretty intense, and will bring us some good defensive pressure, and also offensively, he's not scared to get any kind of contact. So, I see those guys all playing really huge roles on the team this year.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Brody, and I was going to get to him and then Ryan, of course. But that's eight guys. I mean, and all of them have experience. All of them are good athletes. All of them have ability. That's got to be exciting for you. Forget about starting five, just to have those eight guys available and you can mismatch here and start whoever. I mean, that's essentially eight starters right there.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually talked about that last week. I feel like all eight of them are deserving to start, but this is not eight-man football. It's five-man basketball. So, and that's a good problem to have, but it's a matter of us, you know, getting chemistry together and I want us to play fast. At the same time, we got to be smart how we do it. And last night, I thought we were in a jamboree. We played pretty fast, but we fouled a lot. And maybe that's just a carryover from football. But we got to be a little bit smarter on the defensive end, maybe a little bit quicker on our help side defense and stuff like that. But I think hopefully our defense can carry into offense this year for us.
Right. Any other young players that are coming up that you're excited about that, maybe can contribute at some point?
Yeah, like there's a couple other sophomores, Hudson Hooker and Paxson Bean, both have good basketball knowledge and play. And another guy we haven't talked about is Hayden Larson. He's a junior, another big kid for us that we can bring off the bench to for a post. So, you know, I think those three guys all have some sort of role on the team, you know, via JV, via varsity, and all three of those kids have gotten bigger and stronger and faster, which has all definitely helped them. And you know, going from a freshman to a sophomore, those two, both Hudson and Paxson, just, you know, having confidence has definitely helped him.
How do you feel like your team fits in with the rest of the conference and, the WIC? It looks like it's going to be a stack this year.
Yeah, super stacked. You know, I think Trainer obviously is the favorite. They bring a lot of kids back and will be very, very good. But after that, though, there's just a lot of good teams. I can't Manning will be good. Underwood will be good. Riverside. There's really not a bad team in the conference. So it's going to be a grind, a true grind every time we play somebody. And there's really no night off. And our non-conference, too, is pretty tough. Well, our first game of the year will be against, I think they came out number three preseason, Coon Rapids, on Monday. So we're going to get tested early our conference is gonna be loaded. It'll be really good.
So what's the key for your team to put something together and have a good season this year?
Well, I think for us, it really starts a couple things defensively for us being sound and we want to play, you know, somewhat aggressive, but at the same time smart and helping each other out and using our athleticism, you know, to our advantage on the defensive end. And, you know, whether it's pressure, whether it's just half court pressure, just mixing it up that way. And I think on the offensive end too, is we got to take care of the basketball. I feel like last year our turnovers were pretty high and that's really a key for us. And then just, you know, attacking the rim when it's there and playing smart. I talked to our boys the last couple of years, we've raised the bar each year. And I feel like this year the bar has to be raised. You know, last year we had a first round home game in the districts, we got a win. And year before that, we had a first round win. And so each year we've gotten a little bit better. And I feel like this year the bar has to be set even higher. And so the expectation is a little bit higher. But it all starts, you know, of us team chemistry and defensively. And, you know, hopefully with our athleticism and size, we can get some stops and then, you know, push out for layups and whatnot. So pretty excited.
Well, Coach, a lot of talent there. But like you say, deep conference, should be an exciting year. Really appreciate your time and best of luck to you and your team throughout the season. We'll be talking to you. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Darren Miller, head coach for Audubon Boys Basketball, joins us here on KSOM.